issues to report. The Humane AI pin, we've talked about it.
We have, yes.
It's that wearable AI-powered pin that was supposed to replace your smartphone.
Yes.
And it sucks. It sucks.
That's what all the initial reviews have been pointing towards.
Yeah, there's this one YouTuber by the name of Marquez Brownlee. He's a tech YouTuber. He does a lot of reviews. His channel moniker is MKBHD. His review was titled on YouTube, "The Worst Product I've Ever Reviewed." ... for now.
Right.
That's what he says.
Something might be worse down the
road. So he criticized the little wearable computer. It's priced at about $700 as a $25 monthly subscription fee. Supposed to give you all sorts of AI-generated features and project like a little screen onto your hand so you can use it kind of like a smartphone.
Exactly. It's supposed to replace your smartphone.
Yeah. The guy said he loved the idea of the device, but in practice it's slow, its battery life inconsistent, has poor photo and video quality, and sometimes returned incorrect answers to his questions. This guy got some very strong reviews on the internet, including from people who said that it was wrong and unethical for him to publish that review.
Why? He's just telling people what his experience with the product is.
Daniel Vassallo is a tech founder. He called the review distasteful and almost unethical given his huge following, saying with great reach comes great responsibility, and potentially killing someone else's nascent project reeks of carelessness. By putting out a review that could tank the company and the product, he's doing something unethical.
Or the company may look at his reach and his followers and be like, oh, we should probably improve this product pretty drastically so that people start giving positive reviews.
Well, that is what you would think, right?
Yes.
But apparently that's not how it works in Silicon Valley, because another person, Alex Kerr, who's the CEO of Superlocal, a mapping app, called the review devastating for the future of Humane, saying the most trusted tech reviewer saying it's the worst product he's ever reviewed is going to eviscerate sales.
And it might.
No, of course it's going to eviscerate sales. It should eviscerate sales.
But if he's being honest.
Right.
And there aren't other people saying he's just lying and trying to tank a company he disagrees with. If he's being honest, okay, so what?
Yeah, exactly. So what? And furthermore, if the issue, if your product is so terrible that everybody who touches it is saying that it's one of the worst products they've ever touched.
Right.
And one of these reviewers who you sent this to said it's one of the worst products that he's ever seen. Maybe the issue is that you rushed a terrible product to market and you're going to suffer the consequences of your own actions.
Yeah.
I mean, have you thought about that?
Right. And yeah, hopefully they then in turn make a better product.
You would hope.
We'll see. Recent research.